The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
I imagine there are many of you there who had booked summer holidays before this COVID-19 crisis began. And there are many ways in which you can go and arrange your holidays. You can get a travel agent to do it for you. Perhaps not as popular as it once used to be. Many people deciding instead to book their own flights and to go onto websites to book their own accommodation and car hire. So where does that leave people if they're going to be unable to take their holiday because the flights simply aren't going, or because countries are saying that they will actually make people quarantine if they go on holidays? Pat Dawson, Chief Executive of the Irish Travel Agents Association, is our first guest. What is the situation now? Because there was an announcement from Tourism Minister Shane Ross on Friday evening about his plans. Where do people stand if they have booked a holiday for this summer, say, in continental Europe?
Well, if they've booked a holiday with a travel agent, Matt, it means that we have a government-backed credit note refund. So they will be refunded by a credit note, which is guaranteed by the government.
So it's not cash. So if maybe somebody, and just for the sake of argument, a family holiday was costing, say, €4,000, they won't be getting their €4,000 back, but they will get a credit note to be able to have their holiday sometime next year.
Well, they will be getting cash, Matt, after 6 months of the date of issue of the credit note. And that's the legal obligation as such. The biggest problem, as you know and everybody else knows, is that the airlines have not refunded, are not refunding cash until months and months away. And that is the big issue. For example, the travel trade clients are owed between 264 and 360 million up to April from airlines. As such, so they are the main problem, and there is an EU regulation there that they're not obeying, but the travel agents will obey this regulation, and we will give out credit cards. And it's very, very important that people realise that a small travel agent in Donegal is safer than an airline voucher, because we're backed by the government.
Okay. And within 6 months, if you don't use the voucher, you can get the cash back, is it?
You can get the cash back, yeah. That's in the legislation, and that has been confirmed by Minister Ross on Friday evening.
Okay. Siobhan Maguire, you're a consumer journalist. How good do you think does that look to people who had booked their holidays via a travel agent?
Hi, Matt. Yeah, it's not wonderful to think that money you're entitled to get back will be delayed by many, many months. Now, as Matt has pointed out, airlines are kind of delaying the process of refunding consumers simply because there's such a huge backlog. We had Michael O'Leary on radio a couple of weeks back on the BBC, where he said that the average number of backlogs for or refunds within Ryanair in any 1 month would be around 10,000 refunds, and at the moment that's 25 million, and that dates back right back to March and April. So for the consumer in relation to this new agreement that was announced last Friday, and these are the refund credit notes for the Irish licensed travel industry, it's not absolutely brilliant, because yes, you can get your cash refund, you will have to wait 6 months. And I put a question in with the Department of Transport, Tourism and Sport earlier today to try and find out whether these laws will be applied retrospectively. And if that is the case, it means that before the 8th of March, when this announcement, 8th of May, when this announcement was made, anyone who had booked holidays prior to that now fall under this new agreement.
Okay, but what happens if you've booked, say, for France or Italy or Spain for, say, August this year? And these resorts and hotels say, oh, we're open for business. Mm-hmm. And you say, well, I can't get there, or I don't want to get there. Do they have to refund the money?
At the moment, no, they don't. If you have made a booking and it's non-refundable, they're under no obligation to give you the money back. However, if you have made a reservation where you can cancel without any fee, then you can do so, and you should do so. We're in a waiting game at the moment. We don't know when we'll be able to fly again. We don't know when we'll be able to kind of book airline tickets knowing that we can get onto that particular plane. So the thing to do for the consumer is wait, and wait and see if your flight is cancelled. If you cancel, then you are entitled to no refund. But as the European laws stand at the moment, and we know that Ireland was one of 13 member states in the EU that co-signed a letter asking for the European Commission to change the rules on how airline passengers can be refunded for cancelled flights, and that brings us to the whole voucher situation. But at the moment, under EU regulation 261/2014, you're entitled to a refund or to have the flight rerouted if your flight is cancelled. So wait for it to be cancelled.
Wait for it to be cancelled. But what if you're in a situation, and I'll just give another example to you, Siobhan. A lot of people now would perhaps book houses or apartments themselves on websites, and they might put down a deposit of 10% or 50% and are due to pay around now for the remainder of the holiday. Again, if the flights are technically supposed to be running, does that mean then that these middle agents or the actual people that you're renting from can actually demand the full payment or can refuse to actually surrender back to you the money they've already taken?
The latter, Matt, they can refuse to give you back the deposit that you have paid. Now, I have come across a couple of examples where this has happened, and a little bit of goodwill was extended on the part of the owner of the home who was renting it out, and they did reach an agreement that they could rebook it for 2021. We know that the likes of Airbnb and various other kind of third-party agents are at the moment encouraging their people who are renting out properties to give back the money, because, you know, consumers will remember these times, and if you're not having an easy ride of it in terms of getting a refund with somebody, you're going to remember that when you can book again.
Okay, back to you, Pat Dawson, in this. Has anyone been brave enough at the moment to start booking holidays for August and September overseas?
No, very little. But what has happened, and Ryanair have issued flights for 2021, and many, many hundreds of people are booking 2021 as I speak to you as such. But can I just go back to Siobhan there, and she seems to be giving the airlines an easy ride here as such. I mean, travel agents are the only ones that the money is guaranteed. Your credit note is guaranteed and the refund is guaranteed by the government. And you have, you know, goodwill might exist with Airbnb and the likes, but goodwill is not money as such. So I think the big boys like the airlines are getting an easy ride here, whereas us travel agents who have people working, and we have to work, we can't close up the pub and say we'll talk to your customers in 3 months' time. We're working day and night to help the consumer. And let me tell you, people who are booked with a travel agent are far better booked than some unknown quantity somewhere in Europe.
Well, as it happens, Willie Walsh, the boss of IAG, which owns Aer Lingus and British Airways in Iberia, was at the House of Commons today, and he told parliamentarians that he is worried about even the very future of IAG because it's bleeding over £1 billion sterling per month at present, as it's not getting any revenues in and still has costs to actually pay. He's worried about the continued existence. And I'm told that Eddie Wilson, the boss of Ryanair now works under a holding group structure as well. So Eddie Wilson, effectively number two to Michael O'Leary, will be joining us here on The Last Word on Today FM tomorrow. Would you have any sympathy for the airlines at all, Pat? Because they're running 1% of the flights that they would otherwise be running. They have no money coming in and they have massive costs going out.
Well, we have zero money coming in. Not even 1% of money coming in. And we won't have money coming in probably until next February or March. So we're 10 times worse than any other industry in the country. I have no sympathy for airlines with 4, 5, 6 billion in hand. And by the way, you know, a voucher, credit note voucher from a travel agent is money, whereas a voucher from an airline is useless if anything goes wrong with insolvency.
Siobhan Maguire, to finish with you, would you have sympathy with Pat's position against the airlines?
I do and I don't. For example, we know that where the airlines are offering vouchers, that the consumer is under no obligation to accept these vouchers and that there is very strong European legislation in place to assist people, and we have various outlets that you can go to make a complaint and get your refund eventually. I know where the travel agency and tour operators industry in Ireland is coming from in relation to this agreement and the idea of a voucher. This all relies on people getting some kind of consumer confidence back in place in relation to travelling. Do I want a credit note, a voucher that enables me to travel 6 months, 8 months down the line, even if I'm not feeling confident, I'm not so sure.
Okay, there's lots of questions coming in from listeners. We'll get them together and maybe come back to them on a different occasion rather than throwing them to you on the hop at present. Siobhan McGuire, consumer journalist, and Pat Dawson from the Irish Travel Agents Association. Thank you.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.